on. Hello there, welcome to Edinburgh from me, myself, Robin Cooper. How are you all? I'm fine, thank you for asking. And we're back with more exciting podular casts from the heart of Bonnie, Scotland, from the capital city, Edinburgh, and at the Festival of Enjoyment. And we're broadcasting via transmission lines to you all, the network. And I'm here, delighted to be with you all, is Mr. Richard Bacon, who's an extraordinary talented man who from the radio and presenting, and he's also been seen televisually, of course, many times, and he's a very popular man. How are you? Welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Robin. I'm excellent. Good to see you.
My first question, when did you get here?
I got here...
I shouldn't ask that one. When did you get here?
I got here this afternoon, Robin. I got here at about 2 p.m.
So... How was the journey?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice?
It was nice. I came on a train.
Right.
And it was quite...
Trains are wonderful. The system of roads that have been built, the network up and down the country. Without the network of trains, I mean, of course the freight needs to be moved around. You couldn't carry that on some kind of coach wagon, could you? Or could you?
Well, I don't suppose you could transfer that freight to a series of coaches.
Maybe in the future a way, but it would be not very cost effective.
No, it wouldn't.
But I put it to you that maybe in 30 years we would have found a different source of energy, perhaps titanium based, we don't know. Then where would you be?
Well, I suppose then we would be in a place.
And we're
where
back. And my guest is Richard Bacon, television and radio face extraordinaire. Tell me all about your show you've got here in Edinburgh festivals.
Yeah, I'm doing two shows for Radio 5 Live, and within one of them, I'm doing some stand-up comedy.
Right, and that means.
That means that I'll be attempting to make people laugh.
What is your third favourite joke you do?
My third favourite joke within my own act.
Yes, your act or a different person's act.
Yeah. the problem is I've written this material and not tried it out on anyone.
So there's a lot of problems.
Very worrying.
Well, I wish you the best with that. Mm. And tell me all about your radio programme, because I believe that you're on ITV's Radio 5.
That's, yeah.
From BBC 5?
BBC 5 Live. BBC
Live, Radio and it's live. Live. And this is now, are we on your programme live now?
Not as such, no. No, it doesn't follow me around. I don't just transmit wherever I go.
Right.
So I'll be on tomorrow night.
So tomorrow night.
In the evening, right. Yeah.
And nighttime's a wonderful time, isn't it? Romance in the air, if it's a warm night, a nice glass of rosé.
Yes, it is. Although I don't get to enjoy romance all the time.
No, thank you. Da, 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 da. And we're back, and my final question, my guest, Richard Bacon, is this. Richard, if you were to be put in charge of the Ofsted or Ofcom, what would your main policies be? Ofsted.
First Ofsted. Well, that's the schools inspectorate.
Exactly.
I suppose there's obviously some real issues at the moment with A levels, and some people feel that they're getting easier, don't they?
Some do, some don't.
I suppose those people that have done
and
well.
And Ofcom?
I think with Ofcom, one of my chief concerns would be.
Problems are problems, problems. Well, we leave it there. Richard, you've been a wonderful, wonderful guest. Any last word?
No, it's
wonderful. And we wish you all the best. Do go and see his show. He's a wonderful performer. He's got a wonderful future and a very nice present. And that's all. I bid you farewell until the next time we see you live on this podular cast from Edinburgh. Bye-bye. Bye.